I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. I will give thanks to Yahweh according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 7, verse 17. My God, I think many people deserve your judgment, but I pray you would first begin in my heart. I do not want to be so focused on the sins of others that I forget to look inward. Search my thoughts and feelings for unrighteousness tonight. Draw repentance out of me like water from a deep well. Refresh me with mercy and fortify me with your truth. Convict me when I stray from the path of righteousness. I pray that you would draw other people to repentance and that your justice would thwart the works of evil men and women. Give me peace and assurance that you will balance justice and mercy perfectly. As I lay down, anchor me in your spirit so I can dream of transforming the world for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes.
Listen to the podcast, Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans.
Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you.
Mary looked at the angel, perplexed.
I am Gabriel, and I have come with good news. You, O favored one, are chosen.
Jesus was under for a moment, and when he emerged, the heavens opened up like a breaking dam. Light poured forth from the skies.
This is my beloved Son. It is in him I am pleased.
Caiaphas opened his arms and raised his voice.
You have heard it. What have you to say for yourself, Jesus? Tell the whole room that you have made claims to be the Son of Jehovah.
I am as you said.
Listen to Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 7. Start off the night by getting in a comfortable position. You can sit up straight in a chair or lay down on a bed or a sofa. Relax your neck and shoulders. Rest your arms by your side or rest your hands gently on your lap. Take a few deep breaths and release any tension in your body. Breathe in and out slowly. Close your eyes and focus your thoughts on God. Remember, He is your refuge in times of trouble, your shield that covers you and protects you through the night. He is also your Savior that knows the pain and suffering you have had to experience in this world. He knows the burdens you are carrying from today, and He wants to give you rest. Before listening to God's Word, clear your mind by lifting today's worries and anxieties to the Lord. Focus on His promises, on His mercy and justice. Breathe in and out slowly. When you breathe in, allow your lungs to completely fill with air before exhaling. When you breathe out, release the stress and tension in your muscles. As your body relaxes, focus on quieting your mind so that you can hear His voice bring you comfort and hope tonight. When our pain and suffering become too much to bear, the Bible tells us we can take refuge in God and find rest, knowing His justice will prevail in our lives and in our world. Psalm 7 from the King James Version says, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest He tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust, Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes therefore return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turns not, he will whet his sword, he hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he traveleth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own plate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. God warns us there will be injustice in this world. There may even be times when the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. In these moments, know God is always with us. He is our shield that protects us. His righteousness rescues us from the pit of destruction and despair. Take comfort knowing God made the righteous secure in His grace and love, and He will help you dwell in safety tonight. Breathe in and out slowly. Turn to the Lord and bask in His presence. Allow His love and grace to wash over you and His righteousness to cleanse you. Close your eyes and imagine God on high, ruling from His magnificent throne in heaven. Feel the warmth of His light on your face. See His mighty hands shielding you, holding you, keeping you safe through the storm. Relax your body. Breathe in and out. Focus your mind on God, the one who knows you better than anyone, even better than yourself. He knows what is in your heart and on your mind. Nothing can be hidden from Him. Ask God to forgive any unconfessed sin you may have in your life. Ask God to forgive you for times you have hurt others unintentionally. Take a deep breath. Know God has completely forgiven you and does not hold any sin against you. Take comfort in knowing you are fully known and fully loved by your Heavenly Father. Think of a time when you felt attacked by the enemy and God defended you against your false accuser. Praise God for revealing truth and restoring your reputation. Praise God for the things He has made right in your life and for the things He will make right in your life. Think of someone who has been wrongfully accused or persecuted and pray God will intervene in their circumstance by shining His light on the darkness and revealing the truth. Pray God will comfort them in times of despair. Lay your requests before God. Cast all your cares and anxieties on Him. Allow His hope and comfort to help you experience a deep, restful sleep tonight. Pray God will defend the vulnerable and the oppressed in our world. Ask Him to show you how you can take a stand against evil. Pray God will vindicate the innocent. Pray we will have patience as we wait for His justice to be administered in our world. Pray for God's intervention in a situation or relationship where you are being treated unfairly. Pray for God to be with you and protect you and give you wisdom on what steps you should take next. Pray you will feel God's presence tonight, and He will bring you hope and joy to lighten your heart and help you sleep through the night. Find solace knowing God is with you tonight. He is shielding you, protecting you, keeping you in His perfect peace so that you may find rest. Relax your neck and shoulders. Breathe in and out slowly. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and help you rest through the night.